What are your expectations for the offense this year?
Well, certainly we have to do a better job in specifically two areas in the preseason where we came up short. The ball security issue obviously has to get solved, and establishing a consistent run game. You know, that's going to open up so many doors for us, allow us to maintain possession, continue on drives, but then also set up some of the play action passes. And we had way too many zero or negative runs. And so when you talk about expectations, you know, those are a couple areas that certainly need to improve. And then just very excited to see how it all, how it all comes together in terms of having the starters out there for the entire game. And from a game planning standpoint, not having a focus which is evaluation based, but more scheme based, more how can we get our players in the best possible position. So really excited, but certainly to address your question, we got to improve those two areas to give ourselves a chance.
Mike, how much of the problems with the offensive line as a result of maybe not game planning, not having all the tight ends in there, and how much of that is going to be fixed, do you think, once you start into the game planning?
Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of factors. I think certainly from a technique standpoint, regardless of what the play that's called, there are specific footwork steps, there are aiming points, there's hand placement and pad level, and that has to improve no matter what the play call is. And there's a chemistry that occurs the more guys get to work next to one another, the verbal communication which takes place at the line of scrimmage, and we're anticipating that to improve. But I think that the key thing is that moving forward is we pare down and zero in on the specific plays, ones that we feel put us in the best position, and ones that feature the skill set of our players. We'll have high expectations to hopefully get better in that area.
Mike, in your experience with rookies, does the preseason training camp, does that give you a sense of whether there's someone that can contribute right away? And, you know, with that, you know, where does Sterling Shepard?
It definitely gives you a sense. I think it all starts with how they produce out at practice. You get a first sense of, oh, how they're going to do. And then they see how they do practice against veterans when the veterans come in, guys who played a lot. And then the next step, of course, is seeing how they do in preseason games. And you look at some of the preseason games, particularly the third game, where they're getting a few more snaps and having a chance to play against the starting opponent. But as we all know, the intensity level, the speed, everything about the regular season is up a notch from the preseason. So this is the next step. It's the next hurdle. And I'm certainly very excited about all the hard work that Sterling's put in, the things that he's done up to this point, and excited to see what he does on Sunday.
Mike, I think the last time he was right after Cruz came back, so it's been a couple of weeks. What have you seen?
He continues to progress. He continues to improve. He continues to have an awareness of not just the slot position, but the outside positions as well within the offense. And we're going to need to have him be a player that has that versatility. You know, all of our receivers have to know all the spots. It's no surprise or no secret that we're going to have to move 13 around, and we will. And he continues to improve in all those areas, getting a good sense of the timing with Eli. That continues to get better. And I think the more he's out at practice and executes at full speed and makes those breaks and those changes of direction, the more confidence he's going to have to do that when he needs to do it Sunday at 4:15.
Is he the same Cruz? I mean, do you expect him to be the guy he was before?
I certainly hope so. There certainly have been flashes. There have been, I wipe my face here. It's a hot day today. There have been flashes of that. It'll be exciting to see what happens in a full speed game, in a four quarter game, to see how that all transpires.
Mike, yesterday, Coach McAdoo said today would be a big day for Will Beatty. What did you see from him today, and where do you think he can help you most?
Well, I think hasn't played football in a while, and so he's trying to get his legs underneath him. A lot of his work was in a show team capacity, where he was going against the first defense, which is a great way to get adjusted, to get your legs underneath you. Showed some flashes and needs to continue to improve and get back into the rhythm as far as our offense, our calls, and in sync, if you will, with the other guys on the line who are going to be to his right or to his left.
Coach, Tavares King and Roger Lewis played their way onto the roster this summer. How do you think they responded since getting that promotion to the active three-man roster?
I think both guys have continued to work very hard. They're both very hungry. They've both taken an approach as though they need to make the 53-man roster every week. And that's what you love as a coach, for guys to have that type of hungry attitude, great stamina. Both guys have improved, had a great solid week of practice, you know, working in a capacity where they were the show team, helping to get our defense ready, and then also working with our offense. They got to wear a bunch of hats. So I'm real pleased with where they're at in terms of their performance and their attitude.
How much would you prefer riding Rashad kind of you know, with the heavier workload like the end of last year?
It's hard to say. I mean, we have to wait and see how it goes. He certainly has done things at the end of last year, and you see things in training camp. But I think all of our backs, all the guys who made the roster, bring something to the table, and it just comes down to are we doing what we need to do up front? I think that's a big component, because it doesn't matter who the back is. You know, we have to make sure we have a consistency in terms of establishing a run game and having the runs that suit who we are. As mentioned earlier, as far as with preseason and what the objectives are, preseason is a time when we've taken a look at some runs and some concepts that we're thinking, boy, this would be nice to add. And upon further review, some of those might have to, you know, marinate a little bit longer, and we can get back to some of the things that we do well and other things we feel really good about. And the other thing is, Dallas is going to be the same way. There are things that we've been holding, things that you want to just keep close to the vest, that you're saving for a chance to go against a great division opponent like Dallas. So it's really going to be dependent on a lot of factors.
Are you in a believer at all, though, in a guy getting better as he gets more carries throughout a game?
It depends. And another, not a great answer to what you're looking for, but some guys, that happens. It really does. You can't make it a uniform. You know, there are some, and I've been around some, going back to 1,000 years ago in Tampa, Doug Martin was a guy that got better with a lot of carries. And there's some guys that are able to just come in whenever their number's called, and they're situational. So it really varies from player to player. I'm sure most backs would say they never want to leave the game. They want us to run the ball 50 times. What else is new?
But, he's one of those players?
You know what? You have to ask him. I don't want to speak for Rashad, but he's a great guy. I sit next to him in the team meeting. He's really excited about the opportunity, as all of our guys are. Worked really hard. Had a great day today. It's very hot. Good conditions. Full pad. Really stressed our guys. It worked out well.
Like Ben said, you addressed the team earlier in camp about the national anthem, you and Greg. Can you just share a little bit about what that message was and maybe your thoughts on, you know, it's become sort of a hot-button topic now in the league?
Well, based upon my military background, as you would expect, I have very, very strong feelings about the national anthem. What it means, you know, the liberty, the freedom, and most importantly, all of those who have served and those who are serving and those who will serve, who provide us with that freedom. I mean, that freedom comes at a price. And I think the important thing that is often lost, and maybe recently is lost, is this: the military is not just, hey, the military. They are fathers, they are mothers, they are sons and daughters, brothers and sisters. And so there's a face to them, and they need to be respected, and they need to be appreciated. And when I was fortunate enough to address the team early on, it was just a focus of, as the New York Giants, as the flagship organization in the NFL, we're going to do things with class. That's what our organization personifies. But then the major, I guess, point, if you will, based upon my experience, just touching on my experiences and how much it means to the men and women in uniform to know that their heroes, the professional football players, are going to take those couple minutes, because it's not about politics. It's just about showing appreciation and respect for those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, and for those who are allowing individuals to express their opinions, which, you know, certainly that individual is free to have his views, and he's bringing awareness to some important issues. But what I would, you know, strongly disagree with is the method at that time when, again, there's so many who have sacrificed so much that ought to be respected and honored during that time.
Mike, you spent about 8 minutes talking about the offense and haven't mentioned Eli once. I'm just wondering, he didn't put up a point in the preseason. He only played two games. I mean, are you concerned?
No, not at all. And the reason I would say this, and I can remember from when I was here before as a quarterback coach, there were some horrific preseasons. In fact, I'm also thinking, well, gosh, his last really bad offseason was 2011, you know, and not that I'm superstitious, but all joking aside, he has been around a long time, and I can't emphasize enough to you or anybody what a great pro he is, how hard he prepares, how much he is not just a student of the game, but takes an approach that, unlike someone who's been in as long as he's been in and who has two Super Bowl rings, that he still has that a beginner's mind, if you will, that he's trying to take it all in, and he knows how to take care of his body, prepares himself physically, mentally. He's going to be at the top of his game. Eli Manning is the absolute least of our worries at this point.
Why do you think he struggled in the preseason?
Two more questions, guys.
I mean, this isn't a
maybe because he likes busting my chops and know that I get to answer these questions when that happens. I don't know. I think it's, you know, obviously there's preseason, there are a bunch of factors that come into play. You're in evaluation mode. You don't necessarily get into a rhythm. There's a lot of factors that go into that. But again, he's going to be ready to go. It's just a thrill to be around him, an honor to get a coach like that.
Mike, is it fair to say that given McAdoo's background, like even if you're calling the plays on Sunday, that you guys are kind of working as a tandem because like he. I'm sure he would be involved even if he's not the primary play caller, correct? Is that fair to say?
Well, as far as the play calling, I just want to reiterate, that's Coach McAdoo's decision, and any announcement of such decision would be made by the head coach. So in terms of how things would operate on game day, it's a collaborative process. There's a lot that goes on throughout the week, how we build the plan as a staff, build it with the quarterbacks, having involvement. Thank you, Ben. Having involvement by – hey, they have a question. No, kidding. So we're all working together. So there's constant communication. We have an excellent relationship, and no matter how it shakes out, there will certainly be a lot of communication between us two and the quarterbacks.
Mike,